Welcome to the Making Strides for Animal Chiropractic podcast. This is Dr. Katie, and I'm so happy to provide a resource for you as a practicing animal chiropractor about the business and clinical side of being an animal chiropractic provider. I'm so thankful to have you on this podcast listening to these resources because I knew personally when I started my business, I felt so alone and so isolated. I don't want anyone else to feel like that. So in this podcast, we go over specific resources tailored to you as an animal chiropractor, so that way you can serve more animal patients sooner. I invite you to get involved with us. We're online on social media. We have a Facebook group by the name of Making Strides for Animal Chiropractic that is growing every day. We also have an Instagram and Facebook page, Making Strides for Animal Chiro, where you can get involved and say hi. Please drop me a message. I'd love to hear from you. And if you'd like more course material, specific and tactical things you can use to get your business started the right way, please look us up online at makingstridesforanimalchiropractic.com. I have a lot of specific material I've designed just for you as a practicing animal chiropractor to get you to be more successful. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Please reach out, and I look forward to helping you serve more animal patients. Hey guys, it's Dr. Katie with Making Strides for Animal Chiropractic. Thank you so much for joining me for the podcast today, where I have one of the OGs, Dr. Jenna here, who's going to talk a little bit more about a life update. She's been on the podcast before, but a lot has happened since then. So I just want to have a check-in visit and welcome her back to the podcast and talk a little bit more about her experiences. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Katie. So good to be back. Thanks for having me again. So seriously, so much has changed since we last checked in. And if you haven't listened to our first episode together, for those of you listening, just don't. No, seriously, my life has like completely done a 180 in so many different areas. And I think the value that I can bring today is going to be definitely higher quality in a lot of ways. So just a recap of where we started was last year, or
I think it was last like March or April. I can't say for sure, but I was working full time on humans in the VA healthcare system and I was maxed out. So I had my private practice. I was seeing dogs after work. I was seeing horses on Saturdays and I was burned out and I wanted to grow our family and I just didn't know what all of that was going to look like. And I got to the point that I was not feeling well, and I decided to try to look into that a little bit, found out I was like super anemic. I had no energy. I was getting weird fever. So I went to the doctor a few times and really didn't get any answers, but I was so drained that I was like, something's got to give. So I decided to leave my full-time job because I was maxed out on my animal practice. There were still more clients that I wanted to see, and that's where my passion and my heart was. It's hard being a multi-passionate person and also still serving in the military, being a mom. So basically, after I think it was 3 days after I left my full-time job, I found out I was pregnant with baby number two. And about a month and a half after that, I found out that I had an orange-sized mass in my chest, and I was diagnosed in the emergency room with Hodgkin's lymphoma after a whole weekend of pretty much intractable pain while I was at the advanced seminar in Mancos with Dr. J and Petra and Clay. So it was kind of a whirlwind and really forced me to stop and just ask myself, like, what am I doing and how am I going to get out of this so I don't end up stressing myself into oblivion like I had been doing. So now, being on the other side of it, I did chemotherapy. I had a healthy baby. I had a clear scan this year in April. Praise God. I'm so fortunate to be here, but it really brought me to a place where I'm like, what do I want my life to be? And how do I build my business around my life rather than my life around my business? So I am happy to say now that I'm seeing patients about 2.5 days a week. I see humans one afternoon, evening. I'm mobile for animals about 2 days, and then I do a half day out of a vet clinic seeing dogs. So that's kind of what my practice looks like. I see a few exotics here and there. I probably, just like anybody, get some weird calls, but mostly horses and dogs, and then a few riders at the barn, things like that. So I'm still in a referral state. I also have an assistant. So I've been fortunate enough to have a little help with administrative tasks, because anybody that's listening that's been doing this business for any amount of time, you know that you end up doing some things over and over again that you're like, eventually, I need some help. So that's kind of an update for my life.
That's a lot. That's a lot that happened. I'm going to kind of pick through that a little bit. So let's get real, I guess, and let's talk about God saying, hey, what do you really want for your life and your business? Like, what is so impactful about being a part-time professional now that maybe in the past, you know, I think a lot of us are kind of like, you know, I'll take anyone with a wallet and a spine because I got to grow my business. And then when you step out into the real world and you see that, you know, money isn't everything, let's talk about having that balance, because it's really about sustainability for the practitioner. The business is there to support you, not the other way around. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. So it's a lot to take care of yourself, to take care of your family, and to take care of your business. And for me, it absolutely goes in that order. And unfortunately, I had to go through something tragic in order to get there. And fortunately enough, I was able to work during my pregnancy and during chemo. I just would take 4 or 5 days off afterwards. It really didn't wipe me out as much as I thought it was going to. And I think the power of the mind is really big in that. Also that I'm younger and I have my health on my side, you know, all things considered. But I really, really had to focus on quality versus quantity. And my practice is so much stronger now just because of that, you know, knowing my boundaries and where I was willing to compromise and where I was not, really built my practice for the better. You know, you get out of school and you're like, well, I can adjust any animal and I can adjust any human. So you open the door and, you know, the floodgates open. And after a while, you have to start narrowing your focus. And for me, that looked like, well, I was doing house calls for dogs. And after a while, it became a tax on me because being mobile is stressful. And I realized that I didn't want to be mobile for every single species, because at the end of the day, unless a dog has severe clinic anxiety, severe mobility problems, or the owner has mobility problems, there's no reason that a dog can't come to me. And I can see 4 dogs an hour at the clinic, where I can see maybe 3 dogs in 2 hours when I'm mobile, depending on the location and everything. I was working people in, you know, here and there and everywhere when I was home. I would make special trips because I do see my humans out of my home clinic. Unless I'm at a barn, I'll bring a portable. But I had to clean that up a little bit. So I personally, Tuesdays are a good day, because even if there's a Monday holiday, you know, pretty much afternoon, evening on Tuesdays, that's when people can come to my house and get adjusted. And if that doesn't work, there's 50 other chiropractors in my area that would be happy to see them. And just being willing to let people go if they're not the perfect fit, even if you don't necessarily have your ideal client picture when you get out. It's something that you talk about in Business Basics for sure, but you don't always know what you're going to like. And it doesn't always end up turning out to be what you think it is once you get there. And I'm sure you can speak on that as well as your practice changes and evolves.
Your practice doesn't always pan out the way you think it's going to pan out. And I tell a lot of people, like, okay, you think that you have to treat everyone, but when it comes down to it and you have these negative Nancys in your practice, it's like pulling teeth to, you know, get them to schedule another appointment or, you know, pay for their appointment, and you don't have the right chemistry. As I say, well, you know, would you rather have 5 negative Nancys on your schedule or 1 super Sally, you know, who you love treating Sally, right? And I guess that's the difference between a boutique practice versus having a high volume practice. But let's just talk about ideal patients for a second. Don't have to treat everybody. What is it like for you now that you've kind of niched down and refined your ideal client versus before, where you were taking anyone and everyone? What does that balance feel like to you now that, I guess, it's probably easier going to work for people that you like to be around, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, a big thing is like my availability and when I'm willing to be available. It was a little challenging making that transition because I had been going from treating in the evenings when everybody's home and Saturdays when nobody's busy to, hey, these are my set hours and I will make an exception here or there every once in a while because I think that's reasonable, especially because I'm only working 2.5 days a week. But it's really important to have those boundaries. And if the person isn't willing to respect your boundaries, then it's only a matter of time before either you or them, before you fire each other, essentially. And sometimes that's okay. It's okay to let people go. And that is just, you know, if you think of it, that it's just creating more space for people that do value what you do. And after you've established yourself in an area and you have a good reputation and people like you and they see the value, then more good clients will come to you and they'll do anything to stay on your schedule. So I don't chase anybody down. I never really did because I didn't have a lot of hours at first, but my evening availability is really limited. So it really has to be clients that are willing to make the sacrifice and really do want to see their animal get better. And that comes with setting expectations at the first visit, which is another thing that we learned about in your course, which I think is really important because most people that call us don't necessarily know what animal chiropractic is. They maybe haven't seen a chiropractor themselves. And maybe they have, but they don't know what it looks like for an animal. So telling them, hey, this isn't going to change overnight. Usually by the time there's a symptom, then it's going to take several visits before we kind of chip away and find, you know, the real problem. Because when we first start, we're seeing the compensations plus the problem. And then as we work away, usually what remains is a primary problem. And then it comes down to finding the least amount of frequency possible in order to maintain those results based on their goals. So I try to make everything around like, okay, this is what you're telling me are your goals are. Let's get there and then kind of taper off and see what's realistic in order to keep those results. So then the person is invested in the care of their animal just because you're listening to their goals. I maybe veered off the path a little
bit. No, that's okay. Like I said, this is just two friends having a conversation, right? So what's interesting about owning your own business and probably is the most freeing for me is I don't have to, I mean, of course I think about profitability, but it's really patient centric. It's like, what is best for this patient? Let me do that. And money out the window. I don't care about that. That's not what I'm thinking about. And when you have a different mindset where you're patient centric and you care about them getting better, with, like you said, the least amount possible and maintaining that level of wellness, I feel like patients naturally are gravitating toward you because you're practicing authentically. And you're not thinking about, you know, am I going to be able to make rent? Am I able to pay for my bills? Like you're authentically taking care of the patient with no pressure. And that's also a breath of fresh air because in the past, when I was working on humans in a high volume practice, like you had to say this amount per day. And then the, you know, boss at the end of the month would sit down with you and your stats and say you're not reaching your potential and you need to sell this amount of care plan and blah, blah, blah. And it just didn't feel authentic to me as an introvert and someone who likes to spend, you know, a little bit more time building a relationship. To say, okay, you need to cut out the fluff and spend less time with people and see more people. It just didn't feel authentic to me. And I don't know if you had that experience working on humans yourself, but I like to spend more time. I like to be more centric on the, you know, the owner. I like to, you know, talk about quality of life and, you know, ergonomic stuff and teach them some homework to do between visits. And like, that's more authentic to me instead of how short of amount of time can I spend with someone and get the most amount of money. It didn't feel very authentic to me. Yeah. So moving forward, tell us a little bit more about this transition for you and how, you know, when you were deciding, okay, hey, I need to take a step back. I need to focus on boundaries and creating hours and stuff like that. How did that translate as far as marketing went? Did you do just mostly word of mouth or do you do any kind of like events or lunch and learns? Like how do you balance getting the word out about your office now as compared to maybe in the past?
Well, I think that I've built really good relationships with my animal owners, just being really straightforward. And obviously, they were pretty accommodating to me and my needs during the time that I was needing some grace when it came to my schedule. And I guess I didn't really face much resistance. Like if I'm trying to think, like if I lost a client as my life changed, you know, first after my diagnosis, and then now since I've like come back from maternity leave and I'm really trying to create my ideal practice. I guess just being open with people. I've got a Facebook page and I know a lot of people follow it in the area. But as far as like scheduling and boundaries and things like that, I've got a Google number. And, you know, if I'm not working, I don't answer it or my assistant takes it. So I don't work Sundays. So I try to, you know, maintain those boundaries best I can. But as far as like resistance to it, I didn't really encounter much because those first couple of visits, especially like you create so much value and you know, empower them to understand what you're doing, why you're doing it, what's it going to take in order to see the animal get better. And also just meeting them where they're at, which is kind of what you were alluding to before, is understanding their goals. But I also tell people that any amount of chiropractic is better than none. You know, you got to give them credit for even just trying and reinforcing them, you know, that I really think I can help you. This is what it's going to take. But obviously based on, you know, your schedule, your budget, all of those things that come into play. Like, I'm going to work with you and meet you where you're at as much as I can in order to meet your goals. So long as, you know, aligns with the boundaries that I've set in place.
Yeah, absolutely. Would you say retention is like your main strategy that you focus on instead of acquiring new patients then?
Oh, for sure. I do zero events, especially being a referral state. It's just really challenging unless there's a vet on site. I just don't feel like I have the, you talk about being an introvert a lot. I also am pained by the thought of like reaching out to people and like cold calls when it comes to selling chiropractic. Because if people understand the value, they're going to want it, you know? So I don't do a lot of events.
And so it's about retention because A, you like that client, you like that pet, you want to see them for more visits throughout their lifetime versus I call it hustle mentality where you're always trying to get new patients in the door, always trying to say, yes, I'll add another new patient, I'll fit them in here. And you maybe don't necessarily have the boundaries of your time because you're trying to get a new patient in so that way you can continue to build the business. And I know you and I are very similar in that, like going to what's called a screening makes us want to vomit where we have to sell chiropractic. And that's one of the things that I feel like initially you and I bonded over because you're like, God, I hate screenings. I'm like, me too. And every coaching platform I had ever been a part of, they didn't really talk so much about the retention piece and building value. So let's talk about like, how do you build value just beyond talking about expectations and working with an owner where they're at financially? How do you build value from the very first visit?
Yeah, well, retention is huge, huge, because it's so much easier to keep somebody happy than to find new patients. I don't focus on new patients. I believe that the right people will find me as long as I'm working out of integrity, as long as I give good care, as long as I'm pouring into myself, taking good care of myself, doing more continuing education, going to advanced seminars, as long as I'm building myself and I become more valuable over time, valuable clients are going to find me. And then once, you know, what we have is good, Katie. What we have is a gift. It's so good. And I think some people fail to communicate that. You know, you talk about like pop and pray and you know what? It works, but it's not the best. It's not the best. And in my area, it's actually been really easy to retain people because prior to me being here, it was mostly lay people. And because they don't sell a treatment plan or say what it's going to take, you know, they see them once and then they're like, have a nice day. So it really wasn't hard for me to explain what I'm doing, why building that value in education, talking about the nervous system. I do, you know, like with the hoof pick or myofascial tools, I check reflexes on horses. And what I love about that is that they can see the results from the beginning of the visit to the end. And it's not a selling tool, but it is something that gives them something that they have some degree of certainty that you've done something. And I think that those types of things, you know, when you look of like range of motion in a dog's neck, say, hey, see, he's got trouble moving this way. So to involve them in your exam, I try not to as much in the treatment. Exam's really important. Say, here's what I'm seeing. This is what I'm looking for. Hey, the coupled motion. You know, in the horse, I need them to laterally bend their neck and also rotate. You can see that he'll laterally bend but not rotate. Or, you know, just like talking out loud what I'm seeing and then just letting the treatment speak for itself. Because if you ever watch an animal get adjusted, it's a really cool thing. It's a dance. It's an art. And when they see how the animal responds or in the following days to weeks, how their improvement is, it's easy to retain people then for the most part. And the ones that don't get it never will get it. So then you just let them go and, you know, hope that the animal manages under that kind of ownership. But, you know, you can't stay up at night stressing about the patients that you wish you could have helped.
Hey guys, just dropping in here to say I spent 5 years of my life putting together the Business Basics course. 5 years of my life of failures and pulling my foot out of my mouth, trying to figure out how to communicate the value of animal chiropractic to clients and veterinarians. And for the first time ever, the course that I've put together, the Signature Business Basics course, is on sale. That's right. Black Friday, I decided, what the heck? Let's do a sale. Let's get this course in people's hands because God knows they need it. So I've decided to offer my Signature Business Basics course on sale, as well as my additional new course, my marketing mini course that is designed to help you figure out social media and attract your ideal client. I'm offering that course on sale too. And you guys, I really want you to take advantage of these courses. I know how much this material has helped me, you know, navigating the ins and outs of owning a business. And I want you to basically have the shortcut, have the map, know what to do when you're starting your business. I'm tired of having people reaching out, not knowing how to grow their animal chiropractic business. I've literally put it all together for you, and I just need to get it into your hands. So please take advantage of that sale. You know, while we're at it, I'm going to host a giveaway. So one lucky winner, I am going to give you access to the Business Basics course and the Marketing Mini course and 6 free coaching calls. I am hosting this giveaway for people that are in my Facebook group or listen to my podcast exclusively. So one lucky winner will be picked on January the 2nd to receive access to these materials. And you can enter this contest by either joining our email list or leaving this podcast review, by referring a friend to our Facebook group community, or by posting on your social media and tagging us at Making Strides for Animal Chiro. I really look forward to seeing your entries. I really look forward to giving a lucky winner these courses for free, because it's an interesting world we live in right now where it can be hard, you know, with inflation, paying for things that you don't know if it's going to work. Everyone's uncertain right now, and I just wanted to give back. And that one lucky winner, you are just in for a treat. I can't even begin to tell you, but I wanted to offer this material. I want to offer this sale to get you these materials into your hands so you have the animal chiropractic business of your dreams. I'm so blessed to be able to have this material to offer you guys. I'm so thankful that you all continue to listen to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And please leave me some feedback on what you think. I'm always looking to improve. So don't forget, take advantage of our Black Friday sale. Use code Black Friday on checkout if you go to makingstridesforanimalchiropractic.com or enter our raffle and hopefully win these courses for free. Best of luck, happy holidays, and don't forget to take advantage this Black Friday.
It's just a different philosophy, because a lot of times I would stress about, you know, there's this dog and I can't help them. And, you know, God forbid, sometimes we couldn't get a veterinary referral signed off on. And then I'd be ripping my hair out and crying for the owner. But, you know, the people that you are yet to serve, you have such an amazing gift. And like you said, you talk out loud and you build the value. I call it a 6-point office visit. But you just had these, you know, couple timeline bullet lists of these are the things that I'm going to encourage them to see. The positive benefit. I'm going to remind them of the value and, you know, point out things such as range of motion or reflexes returning. And I call it the coolest magic trick ever, where it changes in real time. You know, look at that. I fixed it in 2 seconds or less, right? But a lot of times, you know, the person needs to see the inherent value in order to continue. And you have to have a way of verbalizing these things. And it doesn't come naturally. For someone who's naturally quiet, naturally introverted, you just want to adjust and say, I did a great job, collect your money and go home. However, the piece where you're talking out loud, I call it practical day, where, okay, let me just verbalize everything so that way they know I know what I'm doing, goes a long way. You don't realize how many people are actually paying attention to that and they value that. And I've had other people where they've had other animal chiropractors before, and then they have me work on their animal and I'm verbalizing everything. And they're like, wow, I didn't realize you guys did that much. Right? Like, there's so much that we do that people maybe just don't understand. And it goes a long way when you talk out loud about it and they can see it because you point it out, and they wouldn't ever necessarily know to check that. Like, there was a lady I was watching today. She just picks up the horse's hoof and she goes, wow, look at this shoe. And she like went through these different points of the heel and the heel bulb and, you know, how the shoe was actually hanging off the sides. There's like no heel at all. And the frog was like so compressed. And anyway, so she's just like, look at this, and like pointed out 3 things. And the person's like, okay. You know, and then they like it clicked, right? No hoof, no horse. Right. And that's something where sometimes we just look at it and we'd write it down in our notes. And if we didn't say anything, then the owner wouldn't understand why that chronic pain is never going away. Right. And sometimes we need other people involved in the process. But anyway, I digress. I went down a bunny rabbit trail here.
I always talk a lot. Yeah. And I tell people that I talk a lot during the first couple of visits, because once you see that it works, you're not going to listen anymore. So I talk to people while they're still skeptical and then communicate that value, so then they get it later on. And most of what I say, I'm sure, goes in one ear and out the other. Like, yeah, that's cool. Really, you know, really, really neat. But I would rather over-talk, over-educate, so then maybe one or 2 things will stick. So then when they're talking to somebody else, being like, oh, Dr. Jen said that she could help with that. Maybe, you know, oh, your horse trips, my horse trips too. You know, just some of those common things that people wouldn't necessarily think to, oh, maybe chiropractic can help with that. Things that are kind of second nature to us, but just the general population doesn't know, because in human care, you go when you have headaches, neck pain, back pain.
I actually was talking to one of my coaching students the other day. We do these sessions where they can just ask anything, right? She's working in this vet clinic and she was frustrated because I promise this has a point. Okay, it's a story, but it has a point at the end here. Okay, so she's telling me this story about how she's working in this vet clinic. They don't send her any patients and she's kind of frustrated. She's like, you know, I'm here. Why don't you guys use me? And there is a miscommunication of value of, you know, what she has to offer. And I said, well, how many times are you sitting there in your room, you know, doing your notes or what have, and you hear them in the back talking about a case? And she's like, yeah, I kind of eavesdrop. You know, we all do when we're in the office. And I was like, have you ever heard of a case that you could probably help? She's like, yeah, all the time. I'm like, well, do you go back there and do you say something? And she's like, no. I'm like, okay, well, they're not going to come pull you out because they don't know, right? So there's a dog the other day in the vet clinic I was working at, and I didn't have a patient. And, you know, the vet was feeling on this dog's knee. And I was like, hey, I think I can help that. Can I come feel it? And she's like, sure, you know, please, right? And it's one of those things where eavesdropping seems disrespectful or rude, but like if you're in the space and you overhear something, you say, can I feel that? I think I can help, right? And if you just insert yourself into a position where maybe someone's looking for help and they don't know it, and you can, you know, offer an alternative to maybe, you know, they're like, I don't know what to do with this. And then you insert yourself and then they potentially would get an option for this animal's care that they didn't know about. I can't tell you how many times where I will go back there and I say, I think I can help with that. And they're like, I had no idea chiropractic could help this or that. And it's, you know, if you're there anyway in a vet office and, you know, you're feeling like you're not being used to your potential, just say, hey, I could probably help that patient. And that's just something that I think sometimes we forget to do because, you know, we're over here and we know our value, but we have to share the good word, if you will. So that's my little story. And she's like, I didn't even think about doing that. I thought that'd come off as rude. I'm like, no, actually, they want you to do that. They're not going to pull you out of a room because they think that's rude to come grab you. So anyway, it's kind of funny. We stand on our own way sometime. So as you're building your business, you have kids and you're trying to work part time, like what are some of your biggest obstacles as you were wanting to grow a business? And obviously, a lot of people are like, it's too hard to balance all these things. So they might just choose to be a stay-at-home mom. There's nothing wrong with that. But as you're starting to grow and build your business and have that balance, like what are any obstacles that stood in your way that really stood out that maybe the course helped you with?
Right now, my biggest obstacle, honestly, is keeping up with notes because I have the mom guilt for real. And, you know, if I know that I'm behind, and if I know that I could choose between notes and holding a baby, I'm going to choose the baby every time. And I don't regret it, but it is something that definitely like weighs on me. So I'm just always trying to be more efficient when it comes to doing, you know, the necessary communication with vets and to have the discipline to stay on top of things with paperwork. And from what I understand, they just released some really, really awesome upgrades with the system that I use. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about systems. I know you talk about yours. I use the other one. but I'm really excited about that for the offline access to do notes and the same as last visit feature, because I use Jane for human notes still in all of my scheduling and appointment reminders billing. And so far, that's been really helpful. And I really love ChiroSimple, but I'm really excited for these upgrades to help my business be more efficient and to stay on top of those more like administrative tasks for sure.
Yeah, I was actually talking to another member about that. And sometimes just structuring your visit a little bit differently. I know a lot of us, you know, when we're mobile, we only plan enough time for the visit and then to get to the next house. But if you plan another extra 10 minutes as a buffer, that might help. And then there's also all this new AI software. Where you actually talk to text. And I don't know if that's a feature in your EHR, but you could do voice memos to yourself and just plug it into your EHR for some of them. That might be something helpful in the future, short of, you know, bringing someone along with you to do your notes, which I know all of us wish we had. That's something to look forward to maybe in the future, because as mobile providers, it's a little bit different, you know, coming home with that.
I keep trying to get my husband to quit his job. So he so far has been beating me down, but
yeah, Yeah, he's funny. He's like, no, I don't want to be your assistant. He probably wants to keep working, doing his own job, right?
Yeah. I do actually have him working the same days as me right now, though, which has been really helpful because then, you know, like how nice is it to have a Monday off? Because we've got daycare for the kids and then he and I can just spend some time or do our own thing. And so he's kind of taken after, you know, how I've made some changes and been like, okay, I'm not. It's really hard to have kids and like work out because they require a lot of your time and your attention, especially when one can't walk and the other one is still in diapers. And these are just real things that people have to navigate. And that's one thing that is kind of difficult. And Dr. Kristen Christensen just started a animal chiropractic for moms group. And I think she posted it on your page. But that's another option if there's anybody listening here. So we're just trying to, you know, create some community and support there so people don't feel like they have to choose between having a successful business and or being a mom. You can have both. And it's absolutely possible. And one of my goals, I guess you didn't ask, but one of my goals is to, you know, eventually have a practice structure where I can bring my children with. And someday, you know, I'm trying to manifest a 40-degree heated shop in the winter so I can have more Hollands for horses, because I think people will, especially because I don't have a lot of competition here. And if people, you know, like I've got performance horses and they're used to hauling. So it's no big deal. Like they'll figure it out. So not to say that I won't be mobile, but I'm just, you know, trying to find ways all the time to make my practice more suitable to having a family, you know, how easy it would be if I'm planning to homeschool, you know, to have some horses come to me, the kids can be doing their thing or playing, and I can see a couple horses. And so I'm just continually thinking of ways that, you know, of what I want our life to look like and how I can build my practice into that. Because it literally can be whatever you want, you know, and that's another thing that I liked about your course is that we talked about that before too. You gave me the blueprint, but you didn't tell me what color to paint the walls. And that really gave me the confidence. And even I would say borrowed your confidence when it comes to like talking to vets and talking to owners, because you'd been at it longer than I had, because I started Business Basics in my last couple months of school. So I was like, I don't know how to run a business. I don't know how to be a chiropractor. I don't know how to do anything. But thank God that you chose me to be in your pilot program, because, and I maybe haven't told you this, but I like totally manifested it. I'm like a goal-oriented person. And I like wrote that down. I'm like, attend Katie's Business Basics course. And then, you know, like a couple of weeks later, you're like, hey, do you want to do this thing? And I'm like, yes, I do. I'm so glad you asked. So
it's really funny how God rewards those people who manifest. And yeah, it seems silly because I'm a goal oriented person too, or the whole SMART goal thing, you know, specific, measurable, attainable, and, you know, give yourself a deadline. But like, sometimes it helps to just sit down and say, let me think, what do I want? Let me just visualize that. So for you, I envision you like in this heated shop and like your coveralls with your baby on your back adjusting horses. I don't know.
Absolutely.
That's a thing. But have you ever done that and had your baby nestling and you're like working around the animals or anything?
No, I usually either will put the toddler or the infant like under. I drive an SUV, so I just open up the back and I have them stay there just because they don't quite safely know how to maneuver around a large animal. And even if it's a trustworthy animal, you just never know. So I let them watch because I want them to watch, because I want them to be animal chiropractors too, if they want, of course. But they love to be around and they're so interested, and like just being outside is so good for them. So I'm really fortunate to have fallen in with a purpose and a field that can be conducive to family lifestyle. But a lot of people don't seem to view it that way. You know, even with human chiropractic, it seems, you know, that when you have a baby, when you grow a family, that you're forced to choose. And I guess kind of like I said earlier, like I don't believe that that's true.
Dr. Kristen, actually, who started that Facebook group, Animal Chiropractic Moms, I think is what it's called. And she would take her kid with her actually to the barn, and all the different people that were at the barn, the boarders, the owners and things like that would be like, oh my gosh, can I hold your kid? And they're like so happy to help with that it just became like a family friendly kind of outing. It didn't feel like work. It's just like, yeah, let's go to the barn, and everyone would go. And how nice is that to like be your, you know, job, quote unquote, instead of feeling like you have to drag yourself into, you know, a brick and mortar building as an associate working for somebody else. But that's just completely different, the balance. And that's amazing when you're able to have your children with you and feel like you don't have to choose. I know that mom guilt is very real.
Mm-hmm. So I do vet my clients just a little bit, because as you know, some animal owners only like animals. But some of them, you know, have had kids and now they have animals because their kids are gone. So you have to kind of screen them and be like, who's going to be annoyed that I have a whiny toddler? And who's going to be like, I've been there, you know? So I do definitely look at my schedule. And if I've only got a few horses on for the day and my daughter, you know, wants to come with, if the weather's decent, I definitely take her with already. Like I went to drop off the baby last week and we pulled into the daycare driveway and she started welling up like, oh, I don't get to go. I want to go so bad. Cause I told her I was going to, she's only 2.5, but I told her I was going to go see some horses and she loves it. And so many of my clients, they have other animals around. So it's so fun just to expose them to, you know, what we don't have, you know, like I've got clients with geese and chickens and goats and pigs and cows and all these things that, you know, we want, but, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. So it's just so good for kids to be around animals and for me to be able to share that love that I have with them and also share chiropractic. Like they totally get it. You know, she speaks really well. She understands a lot, but it blows my mind how much they really pick up and understand. And I think it helps even when kids get adjusted because they get it too. But still some adults, you know, you talk to them and you're like, no, like this is going to help you.
So maybe a brief side tangent here, working from home, having people come to your house or any special considerations working out of your house versus doing a mobile visit? Are there any special things you need to have and consider when doing that?
I'm not actively recruiting human clients along with, you know, not having the mental capacity and energy to drive around and see dogs all day. I also am very particular with who I take in for human patients. So typically it's somebody that I know or a recommendation from a current client of mine. Otherwise, I just politely tell people I'm not taking new humans right now. So it has to be something that works out for me. I don't process any insurance. I don't see Medicare patients. You know, that's more boundaries. I am certified in acupuncture and I do dry needling. So I don't practice acupuncture. I had to go through it and take the board exam in order to do dry needling. Most of my clients really like both. So it ends up being worth it because I charge for both services. So being that it's cash and I have, I guess, competitive prices, I have to feel like it's worth it for me to give my energy to it. So I'm really selective on who I take into my house. And I always pretty much always know who they are before they come. And before I give away my address, like I don't have my address listed on my Google page. It's a, you know, oh, I know so-and-so, they, you know, I think they'd be a great client for you. And then I'll get in contact with them, talk to them a little bit, and then I will send them my address.
Any specific questions you have in your entry interview for a client?
No, it just really depends on the case. Like I see, it seems like a lot of the people that have animals that also want to be seen are people that are self-employed. So they tend to be like people that own, or they do real estate, they own construction companies. I guess they have disposable income and they see the value in it because I think an insurance patient has a different mindset about what we're doing than a cash patient. So, I mean, just by knowing who they are and what they do and understanding the value in animal chiropractic, they're not all, you know, do animal chiropractic with me, but, you know, it's a certain type of person that after you do it for a while, you're like, yeah, that's my kind of person, you know? And if it just doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. And I don't chase people down, especially for my human practice, but it works out pretty well because I really only have wellness maintenance patients.
It's kind of funny. Sometimes I start treating people's animals and I'm like, you're cool. I'll treat you.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I foresee. Like, I don't treat very many humans at all, but I'm like, yeah, you're cool. You're worth the effort, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely with notes and, you know, the exams that you have to do, it can be draining to take on a human client, especially if they're in chronic pain. I'm sure you know that working at the VA, chronic pain's hard for not only the patient, but also the provider. But anyway, in the last couple of minutes here, tell us a little bit more about how you've transformed, how you've grown, and what you're looking forward to in the future.
Well, I've shared a lot of that already. I'm just looking forward to having more fun with it because those first couple of years are really stressful because you're like, you know, how am I going to build a business? How am I going to build a good business? How am I going to build a good business that I like doing it every day? So just continuing to refine like what that means for me and, you know, realizing truly what your time is worth, because as long as you feel like what you're getting back is, you know, the same value as what you're putting out, like you're going to enjoy it. You know, that means sacrifices. Yes, it still means sacrifices. I don't get to hang out with my kids all day long because I have a job. But as long as the job suits our family's needs, then it still ends up being worthwhile. And I guess just finding more ways to be more efficient so we can spend our time, you know, doing the other things that we want to do. And that's really been the biggest transformation for me after navigating my health challenges and as our family's growing and just making more valuable relationships between clients and vets, because that's really what it comes down to at the end of the day in growing a business is the relationships that you have and your reputation. So treating people really well, making sure that you're your best so you can give your best care and just being really, really grateful for the journey. And that's like the biggest thing that I'm realizing right now is that what we have as a gift, as long as you communicate it, like you get to keep giving it. But also self-preservation. So continuing it is really important and to find more like biomechanically sound ways to adjust. What I found personally, and I hope it's okay that I share, is that throughout the didactic portion and through our IVCA exam, you know, like they teach you vectors, but they don't teach you how to preserve your body. So continuing education and learning from others that have been doing this for a couple decades and still have working shoulders and wrists is really, really important, because I was finding that even before I went full part time for myself, I was finding that I was wearing out a little bit. So, you know, more continuing education to practice, to have people watch you. I don't have anybody else around here that I can really learn with or from, so I end up having to travel for that. But I think that's a really important piece too, and something that I want to make more time for as we move forward too.
That's amazing, because if you're working with large animals, very important, absolutely, and something you should absolutely think about, because you are your instrument, right? And if you don't take care of your instrument, you can't have a viable practice. In the last couple of minutes here, is there any advice you have for anyone, or do you want to share any specific experiences or any takeaways you had from the business basics course? Because you were one of the very first people that went through it. I'm so blessed to have had your input, making it better. And if there's anything else you can share, because I'm here to help people like you crush it. So that way you can have a successful business your way.
Well, basically, yes, just get it, because it's going to be worth it. Because even if you're a human chiropractor or if you're a veterinarian, you know that specialty. That's what you went to school for. But building an animal chiropractic practice is different. So Dr. Katie builds a lot of value in how to backwards plan based on what you're worth and how to talk, you know, to build those relationships with either human chiropractors that maybe are going to send you animal clients or vets that are going to send you their clients. And then when it comes to like forms and spreadsheets and just tools that you need in order to be successful, or not even successful, but purposeful in building that business, so you don't have to waste your time learning things on your own when it's already kind of been done for you. And, it, you know, other things like finding your ideal client. And also what I talked about earlier about borrowing confidence from somebody that's been in the field, that's looked silly, that's been through the thick of it, and that you can learn from. Because really, the silliest way to learn is to make the same mistake that somebody else has made, if it's avoidable, you know?
But my biggest problem was word vomit. I would always word vomit on people. And I'm so thankful I made all the mistakes for everyone else. That way you don't have to do that anymore.
I think we all have to navigate that a little bit. Like when I was first starting out, you know, like how do you leave a visit? Like that's a hard thing. Like if you don't have that in there, you need to add that in there. Like, how do you exit gracefully?
How to politely leave when they're crying.
Yes, and that's something that people have to learn on their own too. But yeah, basically worry about your reputation, be a professional, communicate the value, and the business will build itself. Just believe that you can, because we already know that you can. And reach out to either one of us, because we're here to help.
So speaking of that, is there a good place where someone can reach out to you if they, you know, maybe are in the area, want to learn from you, or maybe they're in a, you know, position where maybe they're having health challenges or want to start a family and they're not sure how to navigate? Where can they reach out to you?
Absolutely. I'm on Facebook, Jenna Weary, W-E-R-R-E. My business page is Western Edge Chiropractic, and I am on Instagram at Dr. Jenna Weary. So you can find me on any of those places, or Dr. Katie can link us up. She's got my digits too, so I'd be happy to help.
You are such a bright light. I want to just acknowledge you for all the positivity, because when you follow people on social, you're just so vibrant and so full of life. And knowing where you were, you know, a couple of years back, really struggling, and seeing you grow your business, especially because you've grown faster than I could have ever even imagined, which I'm so happy for you because that's what I want for everyone. I want you to supersede where I have been. And following Dr. Jenna has just been an amazing journey, and she's a bright light. So I really encourage you guys to reach out to her. You're in South Dakota, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, South Dakota. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. I really appreciate you, Dr. Jenna. And thank you, listeners, for joining us. Again, we're at Making Strides for Animal Chiropractic. I'd love to serve you and your growing business and help you treat more animal patients. So having a business of your dreams is attainable. You can do animal chiropractic full time. I promise. I'm here to help you do it. Until next time, we'll talk soon. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. I hope these free tools have served you and your business so you can serve more patients. It's really tough being an animal chiropractor. I know it. You're trying to meet all these people, trying to get their vet to sign these referral forms, and you don't know if you can make your business work financially. It's hard. I get it. Now, when I first got started, all of my chiropractic mentors told me you have to do all these marketing events, meet all these people you don't know, shake a lot of hands, and get them into your practice. I was always wondering where my next new patient was going to come from. And if I'm being honest with you all, it wasn't sustainable. It always put fear in my head that I would never have a practice of my dreams. So fast forward a couple years, and here I am with a successful and thriving animal chiropractic practice. And it took a lot of mindset shifts in order to get here. What I thought and what I was told would work didn't work for me. So I had to develop a program that worked for a strongly introverted, kind of awkward person who just loves animals and wants to serve them well. I had to shift away from always thinking about where I'm going to get my new patients in to instead focusing on the relationships I built in my community and becoming an authority figure on animal chiropractic. So you guys, I have a free course that's going to tell you a little bit more about how I made these mindset shifts and why I started this Making Strides movement. So that way we can push the animal chiropractic profession forward. Please join us on makingstridesforanimalchiropractic.com. Take the free course and see what it has to offer you. Hey guys, Dr. Katie here. Thanks for listening. My intention behind starting this podcast was to build awareness and promote our amazing profession. If you like what we're doing here, please like, share, or leave a review. Help us to spread this movement so we all can begin to take steps towards change. Let's make strides for animal chiropractic.